Despite the heightened terrorism alert, the French capital is gearing up to resonate with the rhythms of the second edition of the Modern and Contemporary Art Fair organized by Art Basel, commencing this Wednesday. The vigiparate security measures are at their highest level, a reflection of the tense security backdrop further exacerbated by the recent murder of a teacher in Arras. Organizers, maintaining a vigilant stance, have acknowledged that security measures have been fortified in close partnership with the authorities. The City of Lights morphs into an open-air gallery. Place Vendôme is graced with the monumental sculpture Wave by Swiss artist Urs Fischer. The Jardin des Tuileries, meanwhile, showcases works by international artists. Moreover, the forecourt of the Institut de France features a piece by the American Sheila Hicks, acclaimed for her wool, linen, and cotton creations. The Palais d'Iéna also joins the display, highlighting a collaborative creation of the French Daniel Buren and Italian Michelangelo Pistoletto. The Grand Palais Éphémère, awaiting the completion of the Grand Palais restoration projected for 2024, stands as the pulsating heart of the event. It plays host to over 150 galleries from approximately 30 countries. While professionals will get a sneak peek on Wednesday, the general public must wait until Friday. In the backdrop, the Paris Plus by Art Basel Fair, which overshadowed FIAC in 2022, underscores Paris's escalating allure in the art market, especially post-Brexit and with London's decline as the European art hub. Clement Delapine, director of Paris Plus by Art Basel, accentuated Paris' prominence on the European art scene, with France's accounting for 50% of art transactions within the EU. Auction houses also engaged in the momentum. Christie's chose the French capital over London for its special sales, including a piece by Joan Moreau. Sotheby's, on the other hand, is offering a canvas by René Magritte, valued between 10 and 15 million euros, unseen by the public for half a century. The artistic fervor doesn't end there. Other exhibitions, like Design Miami, Asia Now, and AKAA, augment the Parisian cultural landscape. Clement Delapine speaks with zest about the success of the prior edition and heralds diverse future collaborations. Marion Papillon, leading the professional committee of French art galleries, poses the pivotal question: will this momentum continue into 2024 with the fair's return to the Grand Palais? Only time will tell.